Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Mike Daniels. Mike is, as you know, is a former president of ICANN. And now he serves on a number of different boards and a number of different organizations, including the Global Internet Strategy Project that he's been working on with the American Enterprise Institute, which is what we've been talking about in the last segment. Mike, the one of the members of that organization is General Mike Hayden, former director of national security and the CIA. This guy's a very knowledgeable person with regard to the global infrastructure, the global benevolent infrastructure, and the things that we need to keep in force, to keep us safe, and to keep us productive. He's very knowledgeable. He's got a new book out too, doesn't he?
He does. Jim, yeah, Mike Hayden, General Hayden's been very involved with our project, has spoken at the project conferences a number of times, and his new book's just come out. It's called Playing on the Edge, which
right.
is, you know, a very interesting read for anybody who wants to understand the intelligence business and the role of the United States in it.
Right, and so he's involved in this strategy, and what's he saying about this?
Mike Hayden's position is basically that the private sector, interestingly enough, in his view, really needs to step up and take the lead in a lot of the areas
mm-hmm.
that they need to lead on to protect more of the infrastructure of the country. That makes sense because the private sector basically controls an enormous amount of the critical infrastructure.
Right, the backbone.
Right.
The connections to the last miles out here.
Yep. And I would say that, you know, I would never speak for General Hayden, obviously, but I think that his feeling is that all of us feel that way. We've got a real breakdown now between the United States government and the private technology sector
mm-hmm.
in the country, primarily Silicon Valley.
What do you think has come to pass?
Oh, it's been a long-term problem coming, Jim. You know, I've been in the tech industry for 40 years, running
right.
a number of companies, and basically, there's a lot of feeling in the tech community and the old internet original crowd that the United States government should stay out of the tech business. They're more on the side of personal individual liberty versus national security, I would say that. And we finally reached the point where we get a case like Apple versus the United States or vice versa, the United States government and the FBI versus Apple. My opinion, and I don't know if General Hayden would share that, is we should have never come to this point. This should have been resolved outside of the court
mm-hmm.
system, and I think it probably could have, but that's just my opinion. But now we've got a real mess.
Well, according to information I've seen, we spent a lot of money on cybersecurity in the United States, $1 trillion or more, and we still are having, you know, major breaches where countries like China and North Korea and others in Iran, they just waltz into our servers and take what they want. How does that happen, Mike?
It happens because we don't have any international rules about cybersecurity.
It's what you're trying to work on, right? The global.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to work on because what the problem is, the technology always progresses faster than rules or regulations.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our recommendations, I believe, is going to be that the United States government needs to press forward with an international regime with its allied countries that basically puts some rules in place about cybersecurity. Because
right.
if General Alexander, Keith Alexander, who's been involved with us, who came to talk with us, he says his estimate is the countries, we've had a $1 trillion worth of intellectual property stolen out of this country.
Oh, wow.
And all of us know it continues every day.
That's
we
right.
just can't, we
That's
just
right.
can't continue this, Jim.
Well, we can't, and because at some point in time, you know, it's one thing, Mike, if they take our intellectual property. It's something else if they worm their way into controls and shut down the power grid.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's, I mean, think about that. You might say, well, you know, okay, if GE or one of the, you know, one of the major companies, if they lose some stuff, that costs some money. And I'm not, you know, I got other things to worry about. But what if at the same the same people that they, you know, instead of stealing something from us, they worm their way into our controls? I mean, look what that would do to the global economy if they were to go in and shut down, you know, get control of the dams, get control of the power grid.
Well, you're right, and we have examples recently of the Ukraine, where the Soviet Union, the old Soviet Union, Russia, obviously was involved in shutting down part of their power grid. That's a documented case. So, you know, these are pieces of a larger puzzle, Jim, that is what we're trying to talk to and address in our Global Internet Strategy Project, because everybody in the country needs to wake up to the fact that we're living in a different age, that the economy is becoming much more digital. Your listeners understand that, small business. And, you know, it's a fabric of America, and we've got to do something very different, and it's not being done by the government.
So right, I don't want to sound like I'm picking on him, but he has been president for over 7 years. Has President Obama been, is he aware of this? Is he doing anything about it, or has he been asleep at the switch?
Oh, there isn't any question, Jim. He is aware of it. His top officials have been aware of it. And I'd say that part of the United States government, again, just our opinion, has been very proactive. The defense national security side, I think, has been very proactive. But other things, like all of your listeners know about, the OPM, the Office of Personnel Management breach, you know, clearly these things have not been given the amount of attention and the level of attention they need to.
Well, and his attitude about making the Internet a utility and about giving it away to the global control of it to a global entity, that doesn't make me have confidence in Mr. Obama's regard for how important the Internet is for us. Mike Daniels, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He and I will be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.